Like similar legislation in the state's Senate, the House bills would reorganize DPS and commit hundreds of millions of dollars from the state to help pay down debt. But House Republicans also want to restrict union activities, reduce retirement benefits for new teachers, and delay the return to local control. Republican State Representative Daniela Garcia of Holland says it would take 8 years before DPS could have a fully elected school board.
Given the background and the track record that we have seen in Detroit, this is a large sum of money that we are appropriating, so it will start with an appointed board.
Lawmakers from Detroit are calling the plan outrageous. I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.